Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Japan in the 21st century. George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site, writing most recently about Japan, returning to history. George, a very good evening to you. The Japanese war in the 20th century was a catastrophe for Japan, for Asia, and the United States demonstrated an ability, a resilience that was unexpected at the time. But now, these many decades later, it looks obvious that the U.S., the arsenal of democracy with its resources, is going to overwhelm a Japan that could be blockaded. The Japan of today, however, has taken all these lessons and built a marvelous civilization on the ruins of the bombing of 1944 and 45. We're looking at Tokyo as a sparkling representative of what capitalism and democracy and transparency can do. However, you write of Japan in reference to not only Ukraine and the conflict in Europe, but also China. Your measure right now, is Japan ready to contest with China one-to-one? And the presenting issue would be Taiwan, but really there's so much more, the East China Sea, the South China Sea. Is Japan ready to take on China? Good evening to you, George.
Good evening. Depends what it means. There is no one who can invade China on land, and the Japanese learned that. They're just too populous and too big. At sea, they're not quite ready. But the Japanese strategy is not that they're going to be ready, but they're going to be allied with the United States against China. And should a war break out, they will provide some extremely welcomed weaponry, particularly naval. So Japan is trying to figure out what its strategy is going to be, but it clearly has two elements. One, it's with the United States under any circumstances. And two, it regards China as the main enemy.
Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution, written after 1945 in the catastrophe of the Second War. Article 9 would seem to prevent or interfere in the presentation that Japan, Prime Minister Kishida, following others, is ready to fight China. Is that a workaround, George?
Well, the first workaround was the Japanese Supreme Court, which ruled that a nation cannot abandon defending its people and said, okay, the Article 9 does not mean you're disarmed. It just means you can only use it in defense. The Japanese now have gone to the point of speaking about Taiwan being an integral part of Japanese defense, and that kind of makes it possible to do. So the Japanese, as they frequently do, are not making a sudden break with history. They are kind of sliding over to the inevitable, which is they're the great power of the Northeast Pacific.
The Quad is part of the conversation about China these days. Japan, India, Australia, and the United States. What does Japan want out of the Quad? Because it's been presented to me as a conversation about trade, not a NATO of the Indo-Pacific.
Well, it is a fleet of four very powerful navies, and Japan has a powerful navy. And its only real activity is patrolling near the Chinese border. And so it may also have an economic dimension, but it's very much a military dimension. It also gives China an important sense of isolation. We have to remember that China has only one formal ally, and that's Pakistan, which is not all that worth having. The other area is entirely taken up with American-led alliances, and this effect on China of this isolation is enormous. This is why they tried to make a deal with the Russians, to have somebody backing them up. Russians are not able to do so, but it's a military alliance all around.
Japan right now has committed itself to defending Taiwan. Do they war game this or tabletop this, George? Do they talk about the American fleet arriving, the Australian fleet arriving? How far along are their plans for a catastrophe?
The Japanese are meticulous planners on all things. And I'm certain that the Japanese Navy has gamed out all of these activities. And I'm certain that it's gamed it out with the United States together, seeing how they could cooperate, how it's going to come out, and so on. A Chinese breakout where they would dominate Taiwan and so on threatens the very foundation of Japanese national security. They have got to have a situation where the United States keeps them blocked up, where the Chinese are not able to control in the seas, and Japan will contribute to that. So this is a life and death matter to the Japanese.
You report correctly that China's per capita GDP is much, much, much vastly lower than Japan's, though we speak of China as the second and soon enough to be the first economy in the world. The Japanese live very well. You and I have, I've learned that you and I have both visited Tokyo and been extremely impressed. It's a sparkling capital of a culture that is extremely well organized. I recall, though, more than 10 years ago when we talked about your book about Japan and Poland in the coming 10 years, the coming 100 years, I recall thinking at the time, this is odd, China was provoking, goading, challenging Japan at that time. I think it was under the regime of Hu Jintao. There were arson attacks and demonstrations in large cities. I think they destroyed some Japanese car dealerships. Are the changes in Tokyo profound since that moment? Because I don't remember Japan pushing back hard then.
The Japanese have moved slowly to this position. If we back off and take a look at it, it's profound, but it was a very careful, meticulous development. They've built a substantial navy. They have an air force that's capable. And Japan is the most advanced nuclear power in civil areas in the world. It would not take very much for them to go nuclear. I always have this joke, which is that the Japanese do not have a nuclear weapon. One screw has been left undone. It's not a nuclear weapon. Tighten the screw, it is. This is a very sophisticated country. And we also point out China's in deep economic trouble. It has been in a crisis for at least 6-7 months, substantial, so that the idea that it's going to pass the United States is more and more dubious. And yes, Japan is on a per capita basis a much more powerful country. And it is the third largest economy in the world. This is a very serious country that tries not to appear serious.
Yes, I recommend a trip to Japan to anybody who's practicing geopolitics or writing about geopolitics. It is a revelation because standing in the middle of Tokyo, looking around the park around the Emperor's Palace, you must take into account that it was all flattened, burned to the ground in 1945. Nothing was there. The city today is a science fiction showplace. However, we come to the other question about Japan taking on China, and this is profound for me as well, George. The Chinese planning takes into account that it's going to overwhelm the Pacific, overwhelm, almost like as if they're photocopying the Chinese Japanese co-prosperity plan of the 1930s and 1940s. That includes much of the Pacific Islands, Australia, Indonesia, Oceania. That's the Chinese plan. Do the Japanese also speak of pushing back against that plan? Are they going to get involved in the contest over the Solomon Islands and Guadalcanal or Vanuatu or Kiribati or all of those islands out there that are now in play?
Well, those are not very important islands. They're taking them, the Chinese are looking at them because they are blocked in. All China's terror is that the United States is going to block Chinese ports. If that were to happen, China, an exporting nation, depends on exports, would be in existential trouble. So they're trying to get the United States to leave the South China Sea and not block any islands. The United States has shrugged and said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to stay here. The Chinese responded by doing nothing. So we are in a situation where we're mistaking it. The power that's dominant is not China coming out into the Pacific. it's blocked. It's the U.S. and how deeply it wants to go on in. And this is why the reason that the Chinese have been talking about invading Taiwan and not doing it, because they understand the power of the U.S. Navy between them and Taiwan. So the U.S. is much more powerful than people think. China is not as powerful as it should be, needs to be. And Japan is not a wild card. It's a very major country coming. It's like Germany. It had the benefit of being defeated by the United States. And that benefit has been paying off for generations to them, because the United States wanted them stronger and made them stronger.
George Friedman is the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. We're going to Europe next. And George's comments about Vladimir Putin looking for an exit from the conflict in Ukraine. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.